This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. The Red Sox soared into Baltimore on a 3-game winning streak to begin a series with the Orioles tonight. All right, technically they flew on the team's custom Airbus A320. Look, travel arrangements aren't usually news until they're disrupted, and this week the Sox will need separate flights back to Boston because the team is divided over whether to attend a championship celebration at the White House on Thursday. Stars J.D. Martinez and Chris Sale and World Series MVP Steve Pearce are among those who plan to visit President Trump, but manager Alex Cora headlines a contingent that plans to skip the ceremony and fly back early. Cora confirmed his decision last night. He says his native Puerto Rico is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island in 2017. And he says the government has not done enough to help.
Pretty tough, you know, to go celebrate when we're in where we at, you know. And I'd rather not go and just be consistent with everything.
For more on this, we're joined by WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So, Cora's obviously a significant part of this team. Tell us a little bit more about this decision that he made to not go to the White House this week.
Well, initially, actually, in November, he said he planned to go. And I think that was sort of in the afterglow of all the celebrations of the World Series championship. And then he started hedging in January and saying, I got to think about this a little bit more. And then finally, yesterday, through a Puerto Rican newspaper, he released sort of a written statement that basically said, I'm not happy with how this administration, how President Trump is dealing with or handling with the Hurricane Maria recovery in Puerto Rico. And my people are still struggling down there. And I can't in good conscience go there and celebrate the World Series victory.
I see. And we heard him say in that soundbite we played that he's trying to be consistent here. That was his word. And as I think about that, Shira, I'm reminded that he negotiated hurricane relief to be paid by the Red Sox in his contract.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually he said I wasn't concerned about money so much, but I wanted a plane full of relief supplies to go down to his hometown of Caguas in Puerto Rico. And that's what he did. And that was part of his negotiation. So, yes, the consistency there.
So he's trying to be consistent there. Of course, he also took the World Series trophy to his hometown. But you said that he initially was thinking about going. So what do you think changed his mind?
Well, I think, you know, in the aftermath, when everything is great and you're getting all these congratulations, and you're like, yeah, you want to kind of live it up and enjoy the full celebration, all that comes with it. And then I think you go back home and things sort of settle in and you talk to some people. I know certainly talking to family members was a big part of what helped him make his decision.
Conversations with loved ones and everybody that really care about Alex and the closest ones to me, you know, we talk about it and we decide that is the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I think what's also interesting, we talk about the consistency with Alex Cora. And for him, what he's known for, not only in this instance, but as a manager, is somebody who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. He's very authentic, very genuine in how he deals with decision-making, you know, inside the team, on the field, and also in decisions like this. If he's going to support a cause, if he's going to feel strongly about something, then he's going to follow it all the way through it. And I think that's why players respect him so much with his decision-making in the clubhouse. And I think there's also that aspect of the consistency, too. You know, he has to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk here.
Well, and some of those players seem to respect his decision on this point as well, right? And some of them agree, right? There's a bunch of players who are joining him in also skipping the ceremony this week.
Yeah, and there's some pretty big name players that are joining him. We have, for starters, AL MVP Mookie Betts. There's also Rafael Devers, Jackie Bradley Jr., pitcher David Price, catcher Christian Vasquez. And as of Sunday, Xander Bogaerts is also not going to the White House. I think it's significant, though, that Hector Velasquez, a relief pitcher, was the only one other than Cora to specifically give a reason for not going to the White House. He's Mexican, and he basically says he can't in good conscience go, you know, given the way that Trump has talked about Mexican people, the issue, you know, on the southern border, and he doesn't want to sort of be in the White House scene, I think, smiling next to President Trump when there's so much going on and so much being said that's disparaging of Mexican people by President Trump.
You know, fans who are familiar with the team, as you read off those names, may see a trend emerging there, but I'll just sort of mention a tweet from longtime sports writer Steve Buckley today that kind of put it on the nose. And David Price, I'll note the pitcher for the Red Sox, retweeted this. So Buckley writes, States, Alex Cora, has confirmed newspaper report that he will not make the trip to meet the president. So basically, it's the White Sox who will be going. He means mostly it's white players.
White,
who
lowercase
are going.
W,
exactly.
Not White Sox,
yeah,
as
not the
in
Chicago
the Chicago
team
white
that they just
Sox.
Beat, right? But
yeah,
we are,
I mean,
seeing mostly, yeah, players of color who are not going and whites who are going.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard to miss that divide, that it's the white players who are going, and then it's the players of color and the manager of color who is not going to the White House ceremony. And you wonder if there are going to be, or if there are, divisions in the clubhouse because of that. Because as you said, David Price kind of, you know, specifically pointed out this tweet and said, hey, this deserves more attention.
You know, this seems to come up almost every time a high-profile team is scheduled to make an appearance at the White House. Will they go? Will they, mm-hmm, not go? We've had the president cancel on some teams that said they weren't going to go.
Yes.
Some players have not shown up. But this is a long-standing debate, right, Shira? I mean, I'm thinking you could even go back to 1984 when the Celtics won a championship, and Larry Bird memorably said, you know, if the president wants to see me, he knows where to find me.
Yeah.
He didn't go, but we saw Tim Thomas skip out on President Obama. Fill us in on some of the history here.
Well, I think, you know, it is long-standing, and it's not long-standing. I mean, when Larry Bird skipped in 1984, not a big deal. When Michael Jordan skipped in, I think it was 1991, and saying basically he wanted to go golfing and spend more time with his family, not that big a deal. Even as recently as Tom Brady not going, I believe, in 2015, when Obama was still in the White House, you know, it was kind of like, okay, he said he had a family commitment. People were like, not the best look, but, you know, it wasn't sort of a big drama about it. With Tim Thomas, the Bruins goalie, it was a big deal because he was a Tea Partier. He had some extreme right-wing views. He basically, you know, was saying his reason for not going in 2012 when the team was invited by Obama, was in part, he released a statement saying, I believe the federal government has grown out of control, threatening the rights, liberty, and property of the people. This is being done at the executive, legislative, and judicial level. This is in direct opposition to the Constitution and the founding fathers' vision for the federal government. So there was a little bit more of an edge there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. So one person who will be at the White House this week before the Red Sox either show up or don't show up is Tiger Woods, mm-hmm, the golfer who's just coming off his fifth Masters victory. In the moments we have left, Shira, what should we make of this? He's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom today at the White House. Does this make sense? What's the president trying to signal here?
Well, first of all, we should acknowledge the fact that the president and Tiger Woods are business partners, that, you know, Tiger Woods has helped design courses, has, you know, brought tournaments to some of Donald Trump's courses, has a villa named after him at another course. So first of all, they're business partners. So you could say a couple of things about this. Either it's premature, because I think Tiger Woods is somebody who might ultimately have been given the Medal of Freedom down the line. It's usually a lifetime achievement award. So at its best, it's probably very premature for 43-year-old Tiger Woods. At its worst, it's opportunist by both parties. Trump is obviously looking to show that African-American athletes do want to be with him and do want to accept his invitations to the White House. And Tiger's looking for, you know, some more good press after his win at the Masters and as he tries to continue this comeback in his career.
That's WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.